Hi, it's Dave Clemens, and in studio with me, I have Mike Maudsley. He's the chair of the board of trustees for the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Dave, for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. Let's talk about MS, first of all. Multiple sclerosis, we've all heard of it. I still don't understand exactly what it is.
Yeah, well, we're working to figure that out. We have some brilliant minds all working on that, but it's something that touched my family back about 18 years ago when my wife was diagnosed, and we got involved in the multiple sclerosis community here in Oregon and more broadly, and I've now met hundreds of people. In fact, here in Central Oregon, we know of at least 600 people living with multiple sclerosis who've registered with us, and we're funding a lot of research. We're trying to make a difference.
Now, when you look at somebody with MS, can you tell they have MS?
Generally not. So this is one of those invisible diseases for many. Now, some people may be confined to a wheelchair, use a walker, cane, whatever. Others might have it and be really visibly on the outside, look completely fine. MS is a disease of the central nervous system. So it attacks the brain and the spinal cord and creates lesions and then kills the myelin that covers our nerves. It's the protective sheeting around our nerves.
Okay.
And when that happens, your nerves can die. They can cause ridiculous amounts of pain.
I was going to say, this sounds painful.
Muscle spasticity. It's very painful for many. That's one of the symptoms that my wife deals with, is a lot of pain, some difficulty walking at times. But it affects everyone differently. And so it's very tough. Even though we know so much about it, we'll meet people and have no idea. And other times it's like, could be that, could be ALS, could be any number of different neurodegenerative diseases.
Sure. Are we getting anywhere with this? I know that I had a friend in 1990 that had MS. And at that time, it was kind of a bleak thing.
It sure was.
We really didn't know much about it.
Right. And I don't believe at that time there were any disease-modifying drugs available at all.
And now there's,
more than a dozen on the market, different things for different people and how they work, and the efficacy of those varies depending on the patient. But we're really getting somewhere. We not only have all of these therapies that really slow and put this into remission, because what you want to do with somebody who has, for example, relapsing remitting MS is you want fewer attacks against the brain and the spinal cord that cause that permanent damage. So if we can slow those down, space those out, eliminate them altogether, that prevents further degeneration of nerves.
Sure.
And then beyond that, we're working to get to a cure. But in addition to that, living with multiple sclerosis, it's a very expensive and lifelong diagnosis. The estimate is it's about $96,000 a year. How do you do that if you maybe don't have the best insurance? How do you cover a medication that's $120,000 a year just so you don't get those debilitating effects and that disease progression? And so we help people with that, with walkers, with a variety of different things that they need to try to keep their quality of life what it can be.
What does someone do if they or a loved one has MS? What's the best way to reach out to you guys?
The best is to go to our website, NMSS, for National MS Society.org.
Let's talk about this event. You guys have an event later this month, the 26th.
We do.
What
Walk
is it?
MS. And it's been coming to Bend for many, many years, and I know many of your listeners participate. I will tell you, we're way behind this year. We don't have as many walkers signed up, we don't have as many teams signed up, and our fundraising isn't what it's been in the past. So we're putting an extra push this year to get people signed up. But it's at Riverbend Park, Saturday morning, the 26th of April. 9 a.m. The thing starts, and the program's at 9:45, with the actual walk starting at 10. There's a 1 mile and a 3 mile course. It's great for individuals and teams. It's fun to bring the family. There's no cost to register. People can show up and become part of the movement and check it out. And then, you know, if people raise $100 a piece, we got t-shirts and various different giveaways and things to kind of incentivize that. But it's a very fun event, and it's a great way to learn more about the society and the programs that we offer and how we can support people.
All right. And that's April 26th. And we've got more information about that at mycentraloregon.com.
Terrific.
So people can check it out from there. Mike, I want to thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Dave.
Talking about MS.
Thanks very much.
Been talking to Mike Maudsley. He's the chair of the Board of Trustees for the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. Thanks again for coming in.
Thanks, Dave.